Blog Talk Radio.
And celebration. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokua, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother Father Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is November 20th, Saturday, and you are now tuned in to Hoodoo Central, Hoodoo Secrets, and Recipes. I am emanating and vibrating with you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince in the legendary, beautiful, and historic city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. And do join me here live and in archive from New Orleans on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and every day at high noon for the Power Lunch. And, of course, each and every Saturday evening, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or a reading request, please do remember to press the number one on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as Spirit does direct. And my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many other qualified spiritualist, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, which can be found on my website as well as my main Keen profile by visiting www.keen.com/divine-prince. And, of course, remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, respectively, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber. Papa Say, who airs here on Blog Talk Radio, can be found featured in archive in the King's Chamber of my website. And the Truth Terror, the Queen Ifama, here on Blog Talk Radio, can be found in her archive player via the Queen's Chamber of my website. And Sister Priestess Zonana Lana Omare, authentic Sangoma High Priestess, can also be found featured in the Queen's Chamber. And again, my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. I will be forward with the meditation and more of the Divine Prince here on Blog Talk Radio momentarily. Divine light and illumination. Ashe. Thank you. In this divine moment, we lose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind right now in this moment that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. We lose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding into our earth plane existence for manifestation and revelation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors and angels and all of those who have gone on before us in divine transition, and which would assist us in all that is good and righteous here and now in this time and moment. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. May we forever give them honor, praise, and glory, and not bring shame and disgrace. Shall we now and forward manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time, space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, to change so-called civilization, and ultimately to change ourselves as we now enter this hallowed and sacred ground. Let us be mindful in our inner walk, our inner work, our inner pronunciation, and that they project upon and recreate and shape the reality of all as we now know it, towards the light, towards balance, towards divine unity. As we enter now these inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us and ever stood with us in divine light and love, we light and illuminate our candles, a constant and fervent prayer to our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light, even in darkness, of options, even in confusion, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions. Ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection and communication with spirit. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of the divine, crystalline, universal reverberation. It is reordering and rebalancing us ever steady back towards the light in our God consciousness, our body. It's reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil. For it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So I implore you to remember who you are. You are powerful, loving, loved, a created, creative, creator child of God and Goddess. You are love. Divine manifestation. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright, truth, and no mistakes can undo God's handiwork of divine protection and perfection. Do not be afraid of your power, of your magnificence, of your wisdom. When you succeed, you inspire others. When you change your life so that it is more in line with the divine vibration, your interest, your manifestation, your realization inspires others to change and align with the divine light and vibration. So be powerful, be divine, be who you are. Mirror back your most true and authentic self and free yourself from the limiting constraints of earth and physicality. And just for a moment, remember that you are spirit. You are divinity. You are co-creator. You have creative allowance to create the light and clarity, the environment that we need to move forward in a wholesome, holistic, and healthy way. I recreate and create my divine destiny. And I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose, and my consciousness is not bound by time or space or place. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, divine balance, with a higher and divine understanding. And it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. So I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow the Creator God to flow them to me and through me and around me. And I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowing, in the understanding that all my needs are divinely taken care of. And I am open to all of life's experiences. And as the moments of my life come and go, I am in peace. I enjoy a divine serenity, divine tranquility. I do not judge. I welcome, I observe, I accept. And when problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them. A calm, open mind and spirit. For I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. I have all the time in the world. For I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal. For my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. In the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they speak to me, they administer to me, they empower me, and all things become clear. My life transforms in divine and unexpected ways, and obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and significant. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing. And my path forward becomes clearer and clearer, like quartz crystal, clear, refined, and focused. And every day in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious and blessed. And I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing, I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way as a part of my true, authentic path. I trust the natural flow of spirit. I resist, I yearn for nothing. And my consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators themselves, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am a part of a vast unified wholeness. I am in balance. I am complete. I will be forward momentarily. Remember, our call in and listen in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. I will be forward after just this brief intermission. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Afudai, bila bila, nda vashiko jida.
Non, non, mauvais dedo, marele. Non, non, mauvais dedo.
Bila no.
Shalom, peace, and blessings, and welcome to each and every one of you present here with me right now live. Lady Love Song, Queen B1, Gypsy Fryer, Fire Witch, Kalahat, Curtis Cafe, special guests, as well as those of you who are present and waiting for me right now on the phone lines. Area code 434-901-504 and area code 662. I do see your hand is raised, 662. I will be with you momentarily. God, peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Today is November 20th, 2010, and we are operating in a Scorpio lunation in the gibbous moon phase in Taurus, as well as the sun in Scorpio. Tomorrow will mark our full moon, and as many of you know, energies are often exasperated, as it were, during the full moon cycle. We all are affected greatly by the moon, by the motion of water in our place in the cosmic hemisphere. So this is a time when we must continue to be disciplined and also be able to discern spirit. Something I talk about quite a bit. I talk about it in different ways, different colors, different languages, because I truly want people to understand. Whatever the religion, whatever the belief, whatever the practice, if it's not feeding you, if it's not benefiting your wellness, your forward motion in spirit, in earth time, in material, then it's a waste of effort. And often, not often, almost always, we are tested each and every moment of our existence as to our true inner pronunciations, our true inner dialogue, what we truly believe, repeat, and feed from the inside, and also how we respond to the natural weather, the natural changes, the natural challenges of normal everyday life. Some people call that, I believe Sister Abinah calls that, living and accepting life on life's terms. So I find it interesting when people come and they, not only will they not surrender spirit, but will not even allow for time for me to surrender to spirit before wanting fast food reading service. And it tells me in many ways that you're already not prepared to hear what I have to say. You're not prepared to hear what spirit has to say. And almost always those people, poof, they vanish before I even get to the phone line. And those of you who have had the patience to wait for spirit and have received the readings have had profound results. So I offer the brother to come back at some point when you are truly ready to hear from spirit, and I will be here for you. I want to quickly go through the astrological weather, and then I want to go to the phone line. So I'll be with you momentarily. So are you ready? Are you ready to take advantage of golden opportunities even while the universe is trying to undermine your every effort? Here is the scoop on Saturday's celestial situation. The moon remains in a pragmatic Taurus for the entire day, giving you an extra dose of reality and perseverance. However, it is easy to rush to judgment or act in a brash manner, since Mercury and Mars unite in fiery Sagittarius. Attempt to corral some of these overly vibrant energies by having them work on your behalf in your favorite sport or activity, or however you work off steam, stress, energy. I like to bike ride myself. I love cycling. Gives me a certain sense of freedom, almost like flying. I don't necessarily have to follow certain traffic, you know, rules and regulations being on a bike. And it gives me that time to think, to pray, and to meditate and connect with spirit. So find that activity that you favor for working off that stress and steam and extra energy. Another test will come when Ceres in Capricorn makes a sharp square at 90 degrees in Saturn today, and this happened a few hours ago. So this kind of link almost always equates with challenges regarding parental archetypes in your memory patterns, or actual squabbles between mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, attempts to oversee their family realms and children's lives are complicated by this imbalance in energy today and as we move forward into the moon cycle. So be prepared to look specifically at family, friends, and what toxic energy we may be allowing, we may be in denial of, which is limiting our progress and our ability to move forward. Tonight I wanted to talk about New Year's and all the ritual processes that we often do and go through at that time. And I'm doing it tonight because for many, the holiday season, the Christmas season here has already begun. But for many, it begins the day after Thanksgiving, and we often wait until the last minute to even think about or have time to catch our breath and focus on New Year's and how we plan to move forward in our New Year. So I'm going to do that tonight, and of course I'm going to go to the line. So I'm going to go to 662 area code.
Yes, how are you doing?
All is indeed a blessing. Who's calling?
Hold on.
Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, who's calling and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Lizelle, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Mississippi.
Oh, divine peace and blessings. Before you move forward, I did get your message. So I am going to respond to you in the earlier part of the week. I've just been a little bit overwhelmed, and I just didn't get a chance to get back to you.
Okay, no problem. The question that I have is that I don't know if you probably can, you know, do this right now, but I just wanted to hear something as far as some spirit. I was born, my sun sign was in Capricorn, and my moon sign was located in Scorpio. And I want to know, what is part of my destiny based about for that, or even what spirit has to say?
Okay, now, that's a sort of unusual alignment. And what day were you born on? I mean,
January 4th was on a Wednesday, like at 5:54 a.m.
Okay.
Capricorn, and yeah.
Yeah, now, there are three strong things that come through with that. One is ministry, all forms of ministry, whether it's church ministry, traditional African religion-based ministry, but some form of ministry and a strong religious drive. I find that Capricorn, particularly close to your alignment, have a strong spiritual, religious nature. They tend to be very committed when they select and choose a religion. And often that religion, that path, chooses you. Now, there's also, particularly with the Scorpio influence there, also a creative feature. There's something that you do, you make, you create. It could be a talent, something, you know, that was God-given that you are, again, overlooking as a way of building a life around, not only as a career, a business, financially, but just your whole frame of reference. And that, too, could very well be linked to the religious aspect. I know for me, it's definitely related to the religious aspect. I could not otherwise give the time and energy that I give if I lived another path, if I had family, children, certain other responsibilities. So, again, I would look at both of those areas strongly for you as you move forward. There's definitely a religious, a spiritual component to what you do, but also a vocational component to what you do. And that could be teaching in any other form of what I call ministry, teaching, sharing, educating, becoming a priest, becoming a minister, becoming evangelist, all those things that go under, you know, under that subtitling. So I would definitely look into that, particularly as we move forward into 2011.
Okay. And the last question that I have is that I was looking at something. It's been kind of confusing, you know, dealing with, you know, the chakra system, and as well as what most people call, you know, spirits, when, you know, medicine men and medicine women. How does that relate? You know, like, how can you relate different types of and elements of spirits to your chakra system?
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to answer that, okay?
Okay, got you.
And then press number one, and if you do have another question, press it again, and I'll come back.
I sure will.
And the reason being is that kind of ties into what I want to talk about tonight. So I want to kind of be able to speak from spirit and not be rude or anything. And, again, if you do have a question, just come back. When we talk about, first of all, I think it's necessary to clarify. I've heard some negative comments about Buddhism and Hinduism and so-called African spiritualists who can identify through other world religions. First of all, it's ludicrous because all life sprang out of the motherland, okay, including religions, philosophies, many of these ideals. And I've often said before that it's a 360-degree pie. No one person, no one culture, no one religion has the whole 360-degree spectrum. But one may perfect math. One may perfect geomancy. One may perfect astrology. One may perfect ritual work. And each piece comes together to create a whole. So I make many references to Hinduism. I can very easily tie them back, Hinduism, Buddhism, all main world religions, and tie them back to hoodoo, voodoo, and ATR-based religions. So when we talk about chakras, we're talking about spiritual centers on the body. In Hinduism and in Buddhism, they're referred to as wheels, vortexes of energy within the body that not only connect us to the earth, but to the elements, to the environment, to each other, to our gifts, to our skills, to our capabilities. And ultimately, as we rise up the path of spiritual evolution, it takes on grander, more profound definitions. The symbolism for the chakra system and its rise, as it were, is often the kundalini, which is seen as a serpent spirit or deity that resides coiled at your base chakra. And your base chakra is your first chakra. That's your most survival-based, animalistic-based, most biologically-based chakra system. It's what makes us human. It's what makes us life and connects us to earth and to the planet and to our physicality, as it were. So there's a vibration associated with each chakra, as well as levels of knowledge or understanding. So as an example, if we're working from number one, from the base chakra, we're talking about survival, food and water, shelter, procreation, sex. But at its most animal nature, that part of us that links us to every other mammal and creative being of life on the planet, as we move forward or move upward to the second chakra and the third chakra, we begin to deal with higher levels of physicality, will, motivation, fuel. Our stomach symbolizes that you know, we take in substance and we burn fuel, and that feeds the rest of the body. But it's just ever slightly higher than just being birthed. We're all birthed. Creatures are birthed. And then we develop the will and the desire to seek food, to seek shelter. And then if we're a little higher up on the scale of evolution, and I use that loosely, we begin to create tools and build shelters. And as we continue to rise, each level, like Jacob's ladder, gets higher and higher, and each deals with also a elemental connection. So the first chakra would connect you to Earth. Third, the ancestors, our physical generation and regeneration. The fourth chakra, which is right there at the center, at the heart, is probably one of the first real spiritually motivated chakra centers. It deals with love at its most pure form, not at its physical reactionary form, but from a more conscious, emotional, spiritual perspective. And we often associate that chakra with water, but also with air, because it is one of, if you're following me, it is one of the first air chakra centers that deals with things that are unseen, that are unclear, that move through the stratosphere, that move through the ethereal realms, all those unseen quarters. And there are mixtures of different things, you know, depending on what we're looking at, what we're interpreting, what we are divining. And your line is open again, too, if you do have a question. Cleveland, are you with me? Cleveland, Mississippi, are you with me? 662 area code. Okay, I'll come back to you. I saw your hand was raised, so I thought you had another question. And as we move to the sixth chakra, which is at the third eye center, that's purely air, that unseen, that ethereal, that spiritual realm, and we can associate that directly with the air and stratosphere. Christians believe that the devil only inhabits the air. There's a reference in the Bible that he's the prince of air, so he can affect thought and emotion, but only at a almost ethereal level. And it's illusionary. It's not tangible in its most real sense. And of course, fire, we would go back to the stomach, the fuel. That's right in there in between your second and third chakra. So it's necessary to, and I've said this before, and we do this actively in hoodoo. Any real hoodoo altar is going to have earth, water, fire, air, and also mind or ethereal or God or the unknown, the actual active element of our intention to the structure, to the project, to the ritual process. And it's necessary that we have them all in balance. We need them all in balance physically just to be alive, just to be healthy, just to move forward. We need them all spiritually, just to be alive, just to be healthy, just to move forward. In our acknowledging the four cardinal points, north, south, east, west, we are not only just identifying our creative space, which is, if you understand all of life, the planet, the universe, we are affected at every level. We often don't acknowledge it or only acknowledge it based on where we are in our awareness, in our knowledge of the processes. but we operate within them all, interly, multi-dimensionally, on every level of spectrum. So from the macrocosm, it can seem complex and overwhelming. But from the microcosm, it's really innate to who we are, to what we are, to how we live and operate, not just as physical beings, but also as spiritual beings. So, yes, it's very necessary. If you're cleaning, clearing, balancing the first chakra, you want to operate from the earth level. You want to look at cleanliness, physical ritual cleanliness. An example of that is Islam, where they pray, have a very ritualized purification and cleansing process before prayer. It's another way of tapping, activating from the first chakra level. And then they pray with their forehead to the ground, which, again, is another. And I'm sure many of them are not even aware of the symbolism of that. But you are, again, reconnecting with the earth. So you also want to look at what you're eating. Many of you are getting blocked results because of what you're eating. I don't care how many books you read, how many temples you worship in, how many titles, how many leckies you wear around your neck. You can completely undo all that with what you're eating, not taking in clear, pure water, not taking the time to breathe deeply and connect with air, not taking the time to feel, experience, and temper the natural fire that burns from within, not only the belly at the second chakra, but also the heart at the fourth chakra. Divine peace and blessings. Cleveland, do you have a question?
Yes, based about you said something, and you was dealing with the earth and how Islam pray and everything. Now, what I've been trying to do is that I've been trying to connect more strongly with my ancestors and with, you know, possibly various other entities or spirits that may be surrounding me just for my help. And I wanted to know could there be a possibility of deep breathing meditation? Could that help?
Well, absolutely, and that's kind of what I'm suggesting. We typically focus in on one thing, and that one thing typically lines up with whatever our religious path or belief is. But we have to have balance at all levels. So not only do you need to exercise the physical body, but also the spirit body, and that does include the breathing. But you can do all the amount of tantra and transcendental meditation and breathing processes and undo that by not also fulfilling the other elements, the other cardinal points. They all operate together simultaneously to get the most optimum result ultimately. So, yes, you want to look at your breathing. You also want to look at your water intake. You also want to look at what you're eating. And I'm going to have to tell you, if you're still eating meat, at some point you're really going to have to reconsider that. That is causing many blocks for many people, not just the fact of eating meat, but the amount of it you're eating and the other chemicals and hormones and unnatural products we are being exposed to in that process. So all those things will ultimately block you at the root chakra, at the second chakra, at the third chakra, those very first fundamental centers that we need to be whole, not just physically, but spiritually as well.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
So that's a great question. All right.
Yes.
Some blessings.
Yes.
Yes, so as we, again, move towards Thanksgiving and celebration, and then the holiday season with Christmas and New Year's, and we begin to look over the past year and clean house, as it were, and do our taxes, we also must prepare to move forward. And to move forward in the most positive, helpful, healthy, and advantageous way as possible for not only ourselves, but our family, our communities, and our environments. Traditionally in Hoodoo, we don't like to leave any stone unturned as a part of the normal New Year's rituals. We don't have undone laundry. We don't have undone financial obligations. And this is plenty of time, a month and about 2 weeks, to begin to get your house physically, spiritually, financially in order. And as the brother suggested, using the chakra, the climb of the kundalini, the rise of spiritual power and illumination within the body, is a good way of mapping or charting that course. It's human nature to want to simplify things, to want to take the easier, softer way, and we also prefer the familiar. But a part of our spiritual journey is to move beyond those things and to accept the next level, the next lesson, the next mission. So as we fight, as we revolutionize, as we grow, become more and more conscious, become more and more aware, let us also not neglect the body, earth, the water, purification, cleansing, rebalancing, fire, the fuel, the warmth, the very energy we need to fortify ourselves for our next decisive move, air. Our literal connection to not only life, but spirit and divinity. And the fifth element being mind, ether, spirit, God and goddess, the unknown element, the grand dark matter theory, as it were. 73% of our existence is dark matter, dark energy, spirit, not quite tangible in our earth law sense of tangibility. So deal with earth and all the elements of earth. But do not deny, do not get stuck, do not forget that more importantly, we are spirit. And if we don't nurture spirit, we get burnout, we get angry, we get negative, we become ineffective spiritualists, ineffective revolutionaries, ineffective spiritual warriors in this battle. So remember that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test of one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. And do join me Wednesday night when I will be doing a very special topic, the return of kings and gods, as we continue to look towards December 21st, 2012. For those of you who are as attached to Discovery Channel and History Channel as I am, you've been aware of many of these new archaeological findings, particularly in the Mayan culture, as to what they believe since understood to be coming for us. And if there's any level of truth and understanding to this, which I believe that there is, because it all lines up with ancient Kemet, ancient Egypt, and many of their timeline findings, that we are definitely moving into a period. What is going to happen is relatively unknown to some, but know that something is going to happen. Something is happening. We are ever changing. So take the time to feed what is going to be, what is now what has always been most advantageous. Spirit. Spirit. And know that I am with you and for you in each and every one of your endeavors. Join me here tomorrow at high noon, Sunday, November 21st, for the Power Lunch. Soul Angel 83 and those others of you who have asked, you can always go to my website. Please do take the time to read the website, and you can choose from many options how you want to contact me. So just go to my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, and I'll be glad to address your question, comment, or concern. I've already signed off from Live Person and Desto, but I'll be on Keen, as always, 24 hours a day, and of course, I'm available via Facebook and my website 24 hours a day. But even if you do connect with me through a social network, I always send everybody back to my website for clarity and understanding. So until tomorrow at high noon, peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can't climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free. On praying it for sure. time.